and enhance your game day experience with award-winning baby back and St. Louis-style ribs. Try that 20-ounce pork steak or the Rib City sandwiches. Celebrate a Tiger win with coconut cream, pecan, or key lime pie. It's out of this world. 314-965-RIBS for their superb takeout service. Rib City and Missouri Tiger football, a winning combination.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
Poke Salad Annie. Can't remember the artist.
Tony Joe White.
That's right, Tony Joe White.
Elvis did a great version of it, too.
Is this the guy that did the, it was the 15th of October, another Sleepy Dusty Delta?
No, I don't think that was him.
No.
Down there, we have a plant that grew.
Hey, I just found out something when we were on break. Folks, I can't believe this. I cannot believe that Peon killed the music. I cannot believe he didn't tell you this in the Burke segment. Why didn't you put this in the Burke segment? Are you kidding me?
You should have. I would have.
Modest. Go ahead, tell them. You bowled last night.
I did.
All right, go ahead and tell them the game you bowled.
I had a good night last
night. If you've never bowled, I guess this won't mean anything to you, but I think everybody has bowled. Don't you think most everybody has bowled at least once or twice?
Yeah, at some point, yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Modest.
Well, first game last night, first frame, I threw a good ball, went right in the pocket. These are all bowling terms. Solid 10, solid 10 pin.
Now, what does that mean? You hit all but the 10 pin?
Where all the pins scatter, but the 10 pin just sits there.
The 10 pin was just sitting there. And you can see when they show it on TV.
It'll wrap around.
Yeah, it'll wrap around that pin and just miss all these other pins.
Wrap, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
that's called a solid 10.
Solid 10. Missed the 10 pin. I've been struggling with my 10 pin spare ball this year for some reason.
So you didn't get the spare?
I didn't get the spare. So after one frame, I had nine points. And then proceeded to have 11 strikes in a row for 279.
279.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the closest I've come so far to, yeah.
And usually,
well, you know what?
Happens,
the only thing been worse is if you hit
the last ball.
Yes.
That's 299.
And you blow it on the last ball.
That would be a 299, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to get it out of the way.
Yes.
Out of the way.
Where you
because
have,
I don't think then you expect to throw 10 strikes in a row.
No.
And,
wow.
And the closer you get, then the more nervous, sweaty palm everything else.
Yes.
If you start off hitting one after the other.
Yes.
You get up close to the ninth and tenth frame, and you're like, oh, crap.
Also, the closer you get, the further I fall. Alabama.
Oh, yeah, good.
That's an Alabama song. So here's how you can help other people not have an awkward moment. This happened to me today. It's happened to everybody. You go up to somebody, you see them. And they look at you and they go, hey, Frank, how you doing? Now, you know you know them.
You should know them.
And you know they know your name, and now it's awkward. Here's how to avoid that. When you meet somebody, just go out and go, hey, Frank, Bob Thompson. We met,
you're saying that
whoever you are, whenever you run into somebody you don't see every day, make it easy for them and just say, hey, man, how you doing? Dan Strauss. We met now he can say, hey, Dan, how are you? He obviously knows you.
Yeah, there are some people that come up to us and say, I met
you. Like if I came up to you and I said,
3 years ago.
I said, hey, Dan, Franco Pena, good to see you again.
Yeah.
Now, you know that I know your name because I called you Dan, and now you can go, hey, Frank, how are you? Instead of going, good to see you, pal.
Good to see you, buddy.
So just say your name.
Or they walk up and they say, hey, you remember I met you 3 or 4 years ago, and we were at a thing, and it's like, oh, my
goodness.
I get
that all the time. I can't stand it because I have no memory. I have a horrible memory.
Well, I don't remember. I said, you look familiar, but I don't. And, well, we were at this thing and that, and then you said this to me.
It's cruel.
I know.
It's cruel.
I'm
the other part of the story with the girl whose dad said, goodnight, young man.
Right.
I get the hint. That was a blind date. And I'd never seen her before the first date.
Whoa.
The first date we had was
How long had you guys been dating when that happened?
Like 3 months or something. But the first date we had was set up by a friend. And he said, I got you all set up. We're going to double date. Now, I don't like the blind date thing, mm-hmm. because if it's not good, it's the longest, most miserable night of your life. I don't care if you're a boy or a girl. As soon as you see him, and your reaction is, ugh.
Because if you're set
now up, you got the whole night to go.
Yeah, and if you're set up for a double date and your buddy did it, you're obligated to kind of hang out with him. So, you know.
Well, here's what was worse. And I don't even know if kids do this anymore. Double date. Your buddy, who's been going with his girlfriend for 2 years or a year. And then you are with the chick, and it's your blind date first time. And they're making out like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And then you don't know what to do because you don't know her that well.
So,
and it's awkward, and they shouldn't do that in front of you.
So how's it going in school? What all classes do you have?
So we had not seen each other, but he called me at work, and he said, hey, she was in your store today where you work. She wanted to come in and check you out. So she scoped me out. And that's what was really weird was that I'm in there working in my little stock boy jacket. And I'm now trying to go back through the day. Who did I see in the store that could have been her? And you can't begin to do it. But I knew she had been in there. And then I felt really good because she didn't call off the date. Once she saw me, we were still on board.
Oh, yeah. That makes you feel great.
Does this make sense? I miss those days, and I don't miss those
days. Yes. Oh, yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Because you're miserable, you're excited, yeah, you're
happy,
the butterflies.
Well, you
can't sleep.
You wish you could go back at that time, but knowing what you know now,
yeah,
you know, the wisdom of
course is impossible.
Life, right? Exactly.
So I don't know that I'd want to go through that again. But in a way, I don't know, man. When the song comes on that used to play on when I was rushing to get home because I was not going to make curfew because we made out a little too long. Remember that?
Yeah.
Looking at your clock going, my parents are going to be so mad. I got to get home, but let's just make out 10 more minutes. And then it's a wonder you didn't get killed speeding to get home, hoping they weren't up. My mom was always up, sitting right there in the living room. Well, it's 10 minutes after curfew.
What have you been doing?
314-969-KTRS, 888-550. KTRS. A couple of people have been holding a long time here. I don't know who they are because the phone's been ringing or they've been holding. Dad put the name on the screen. I'll just keep talking until I get a name. There's a name, Steve. Steve, how are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Steve. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Well, that story you told about, you know, the girl's dad sending you home, that's hilarious.
And it's true.
And it's three true stories now that you tell that just crack me up. The other two are the one about your uncle picking his feet at the dinner table.
Yes. In his socks. He would take his shoes off and pick between his toes through his socks and then sit there and eat and reach over and grab a piece of chicken after his fingers had picked between his toes.
And then the third one is the one where you run over the ketchup or the mustard pack.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I could never duplicate that again. As long as I lived, I couldn't do it. I'm glad you mentioned that.
I'm glad I did, too, but that cracks me up.
Thank you, Steve.
See you, bye.
Appreciate it. Lived in a trailer park. My neighbor was a guy named Scott Alfonsi. We were both in basic training together. Now, cars, we didn't have air-conditioned cars. And you got to picture a trailer park where my trailer is, let's say, on the left, his trailer is on the right, yet we parked cars between them parallel.
All right.
I parked on the right of my trailer. He parked on the left of his. So we parked next to each other parallel. I'm pulling in one day, and there was just not even a real driveway, just ruts where car tracks would be. I'm pulling in the only car we had, which had been my wife's car before we got married, a 1971 Lincoln Mercury Capri, a little compact car. Left windows down, right windows down. He is getting in his Chevy Vega. In fact, he had just gotten in the driver's door, closed the door. His driver's window's down, the right window's down. As I pull up next to him, and he just closed the door, I look over, and I see him reach up to his face like he'd been shot. And when he took his hand down, he had mustard all over his face, his hand. I had run over a mustard packet and hit it just perfectly so that if you push,
it had pressure too, because a little pressure, opening,
and then the end kind of flips up and then blows the end out, and it just shot mustard right in his face. You could do that a million times, and you would never get that mustard packet to shoot right in a guy's window and hit him in the face. And the look on his face, and he didn't know where it came from. There were no paintball guns back then. I looked at him, and I thought, what in this world? And we got out of the car, and I said, are you okay? What happened? He goes, man, I don't know what happened. Somebody shot a mustard gun at me or something. I looked down at my tire, and there's the blown open mustard where the tire just rolled over half of it, just enough to press the other end.
Did you tell him then?
Well, we didn't have to tell him. He saw it. We figured it out.
Oh.
But you could never do that again. You could never make that happen again. Let me talk to Joe. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Hey, I just happened to hear Peon's story about his bowling last night.
Yeah, 279. How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
No, it's not pretty good. That's real good.
Yeah, I should have been in bed, but for some reason I wasn't at the end of the Royals game last night.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Midwest did something on some guy, I forget his name exactly, it was Johnny Hong or Johnny Wong or Johnny somebody, but he actually rolled an
899.
So what is that? That's
2,300 to 299.
On his
so it's
third
almost
game.
36 strikes, 35.
Wow.
And
that's,
there
wow.
have been 900 series bowled where yeah. 300 games.
So to bowl 900, you have how many strikes in a row?
36.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This guy threw 35 and hit the pocket solid and left a solid 10-pin.
Oh.
You're a bowler, obviously.
I'm not. I just happened to catch it, and I would have never been in my mind again, except I got in the car leaving work, and you're talking about Peon's game.
Wow.
But I suspect you could probably – it was like an 11-minute segment. I suspect you could probably find it on I'm pretty sure it was like Fox Sports Midwest. Whoever had the Royals game last night, maybe TBS.
Peon will find it. He'll find out. He's real into the bowling thing. Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you, Joe.
Talk to you.
Yeah,
it was Fox Sports 1 that had the Royals game last night.
I haven't bowled in so long. Isn't it funny? Bowling has never taken off. I mean, it's never been a real sort of legitimate. There's no real coverage of it.
It was.
But right now, nobody can name you the two bowlers in the country.
But a lot of people could name you the top bowlers in the 80s and 90s.
Earl Anthony.
Well, here, Dick Weber. Was that one?
Sure. Yeah. Weber and then
Pete
Weber.
Weber and... you're right.
Martin Roth.
Norm Duke, Ray Williams.
But right now, ask 100 people who's the number one bowler in the country. They couldn't tell you.
No.
It's just...
And they changed it because Channel 2, or ABC, used to do
every Saturday.
Bowling every Saturday.
Bowling. Yeah.
Yes.
And Nelson Burton Jr. would have his tip of the day, or tip of the week. It was great.
And there was some really famous sportscaster. Who was that?
It was Chris Schenkel.
Yes, Chris Schenkel did the bowling thing.
Yeah, Chris Schenkel and Nelson Burton Jr. Yeah.
And then something happened and we lost interest, I guess. Ben, how are you?
Good. It must be Sports Open Line.
It is Sports Open Line.
Yeah.
Welcome to Fan 550.
Is the king in?
Hang on. Carpe diem. I'm too busy to talk to you. Tell him I'll talk
to you. Don't talk while I'm talking.
He says he's too busy to talk to you.
Okay.
Don't talk while I'm talking. What's going on?
I was just calling. I knocked off work early today to ride around with my daughter and take her around town to do some things. But I caught Peon. I feel your pain. I did the same thing. Hung a 10-pin and struck out.
Did you do it on the first frame?
Yeah, same exact thing.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's nothing you can do about...
It feels good to bowl the 11 strikes, but you're like, man, I was one pin away from a perfect game.
I know.
Yeah, news for you. I feel your pain. Yes and no, 279. Unbelievable. For most people, will never come close to that. What's the average bowl? What does the average bowler bowl, Ben? Like 140 or something?
Oh,
no, in a good league, probably closer to 200, I would imagine.
Oh, in our league, I would say right around 200. Yeah, the top bowlers are bowling 230.
But that's not the average bowler.
230
the average bowler that just goes out with some friends to bowl.
That's
bowl
hard
200.
To say. Yeah, no, I would say probably 130.
150, maybe. 130 to 150.
Yeah, but if you bowl for a few years and get in a couple in a league or two and spend some time at it, you can pretty much do that. It's a lot of just muscle memory and technique as far as putting the ball down and
So.
Well, you can't have any muscle memory if you don't have any muscles, and I don't have any muscles.
And there is bowling on ESPN now. You can watch bowling.
Yeah, but no,
sure there is bowling if you're like looking for it.
It's not like it used to be. And then they have these, I don't know what the lanes are, but then the people out there, and they're not as quiet. Remember, they would be really quiet.
Whatever the biggest bowling, you call it a match, a tournament, whatever the biggest one is every year, the Masters of bowling, nobody watches it. If it's even,
I couldn't even tell you. Yeah.
Where it is, Ben. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Ben's out.
Yeah,
with
they
his
tried
daughter.
To get the crowd to be more pumped up now, and they've even done some tournaments at like arenas where they have half the arena with the people and.
What I never did understand is when you see the televised the pool, because unless you're pretty close, you can't see that they're watching monitors, overhead monitors of the pool table.
Oh,
you can't
I know.
Really tell what's going
I know.
On
I don't
on a pool
one.
Table. Let me talk to Linda. Linda, how are you?
Hi, fine, Frank. AM in the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Well, I hope that I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I think you need to call your friends at Matheny.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago, my husband and my brother-in-law were changing our water heater. We have gas water heater and furnace, and I watched as my brother-in-law removed the little bent pipe from the top of the water heater that went into the chimney, and he used a garden trowel to clean out scoop after scoop of black soot. And I said, is that from the furnace? And he said, no, that's from the water heater. So your propane guy may have misspoken when he said your gas pipe is clogged. He might have meant your flue pipe, in which case maybe it lights today, but that pilot light could go out tomorrow if it's not properly vented. I mean, I just don't want you floating above your house some night saying, hey, I shouldn't be dead yet, okay?
No, these fireplaces.
I'm in the PM. You must not die before I do.
Okay, Linda, I won't die. I promise. Thank you.
Okay, if I'm wrong, I apologize.
No. The people didn't hear the story. These two pilot lights have burned continuously for 15, 16 years.
Oh, I know.
And they're not clogged. The gas
it's not
tube.
Not the pilot light that he's talking about.
But yes, it is. Because he's saying that's why the pilot light wouldn't light, was because he said the gas line has soot in it.
Yeah,
no, the gas line does not have soot in it. It lit perfectly in 10 seconds for me. He didn't know what he was talking about. And he didn't even know how to light the pilot light.
It doesn't hurt, though, to have the flue checked. It is vented, isn't it?
Sure.
Right. So, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have that flue pipe checked and see if there's anything in it, because it takes a long time to accumulate, but it does.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks for saving my life.
You're
appreciate
more than welcome.
All right, Linda.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Caring. She's caring.
Yeah.
She cares about us. Let me see. This should be, yes, it is. Dan, how are you?
Dan, this is Dan Weir from the trip. Can't wait to be in Puerto Rico or where are we going?
Well, we're not going to Puerto Rico. If you're going to Puerto Rico, you're with the wrong group. We're going to Jamaica.
Jamaica. That's what I want. That's what I want right now.
Make sure the day we leave, you remember to go to the right place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll be at the airport.
Okay.
But I called about when you were talking about having a date come home late.
Mm-hmm.
I was a young guy, you know, had played a doubleheader of baseball, and we went to the Skyview Drive-In.
Oh, yeah.
We both fell asleep. The guy who's cleaning up goes,
had
to
knock on the
window.
I've done it. I've done it. They wrapped on the window and we're both.
Oh, was that fun?
Oh no, we both sound asleep. The only car in the drive-in, and the guy raps on the window and woke us up. And I, oh my goodness, I look around. The movie's over. Everybody's
over,
gone.
Done.
Now,
oh,
did you ever do this? Did you ever drive away with the speaker still in the car? I did that.
That day I almost did.
No, I did that. Dragging that post with that concrete base.
Oh.
I did that one time too.
That's a heck of a pull.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's not.
Were you in the Corvette?
Of course not. I didn't have a Corvette when I was a teenager. Are you kidding me? I'm lucky to have anything to drive.
Holy cow. Yeah.
Well,
I just wanted to say I'm aiming the
peak. Thank you, Dan. We'll see you in Jamaica.
See
you. All right, a little business. Scott Sherman's coming in here. I want to get him in here. I was in Amini's yesterday. But what? My goodness, wait till you see. Wait until you see what they've done at Amini's. Amini's is now a full-fledged furniture store. In addition to, and for those of you going, oh, I really like their patio stuff. No, they didn't. That's not diminished in any way, that category. That's still their number one category in terms of sales, is patio furniture. But now they sell sofas and bedroom sets, dining room sets, but it's not the mediocre run-of-the-mill stuff you find in most furniture stores. Yes, you're going to pay a little more for this, but wait until you see the quality of this furniture. Most of it made in America, just like most of their patio furniture is made in America. They don't sell junk. They don't even sell mediocre merchandise. This is the best of the best. And if you think that means, well, there's nothing in there we can afford, my advice to you would be go in there and look before you say that. Because there are things in there that most people can afford, lots of them. And the area rug section of that store, there is not one place in this town that has more rugs, handmade or machine-made, than Amini's. Nobody. You have never seen so many beautiful rugs. Go look at them. Go play the pinball. Let your kids play pinball or arcade games while you look at rugs and lighting. And speaking of lighting, when you walk in the front of Amini's, look up. You're not going to believe it. What a beautiful, beautiful display of Jaffe lighting. And it goes on and on and on and on. Jaffe lighting. If you can't find the lighting you want there, I don't know that it exists. This Amini's is like no other store you've ever been in. And if you've been in before, it's time to go in again because they've done a whole lot in the way of remodeling and just refreshing everything in Amini's. Aminis, Copper Dome, right in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you so much. We know how much you enjoy that. You want to see more? No, my first thing I tell you is just go there. Go there, walk in, say, I just want to look around and see all the stuff you've done. I'm AM and the PM. That would be fantastic. You can also go to aminis.com.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, we have slow traffic and the usual stuff. No accidents to report right now, but we have slow traffic on southbound 270 from just south of Page. Down through Doherty Ferry, westbound 44, a little heavy through Laclede Station. We're also heavy again from, it looks like, Big Bend all the way out through Highway 270. Eastbound 40 downtown, that's slowing Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. On eastbound 270, we're heavy now east of McDonald through New Florissant. And on eastbound 40, things, even though they've cleared that accident at 270, things have not gotten much better. We're stop and go from Clarkson up through Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Trust over 50 published studies supporting the accuracy of the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Saturday, our Mizzou Tigers travel to Athens to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. KTRS pregame coverage begins at 4, and the game begins at 6:30 p.m.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Earning your degree from Arizona State University is a great way to plan for your future, redefine your career, and get noticed by employers. How do we know? The Wall Street Journal recognized ASU for producing some of the best qualified graduates, making it an employer favorite across the country. In fact, almost 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Arizona State University offers more than 100 of our world-class degrees completely online. You receive the exact same curriculum, earn the same degree, and interact with the same prestigious faculty as our on-campus students, from wherever you want, whenever you want. For information, call 1-800-400-6017. Join ASU Online and discover for yourself why U.S. News & World Report named ASU number one in the nation for innovation, ahead of both MIT and Stanford. Learn to thrive, discover your potential, and earn a degree that employers notice at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU degrees online, call 1-800-400-6017. That's 1-800-400-6017.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-655-2543.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of new biotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-655-2543. That's 1-800-655-2543. 1-800-655-2543.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. And if you want the most out of your home's outdoor space this year, you need to go see my friends at Outdoor Living, Inc. They're at I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. Now, Outdoor Living has a showroom with a wide variety of deck displays, rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. You also need to check out Outdoor Living's complete line of Trex decking, framing, and outdoor furniture. All Trex decking is made from 95% recycled material, and it's built to last with a 25-year warranty. Trex decks are wrapped in the high-performance shell that resists fading, stains, mold, mildew, and weathering. It's where I went for my deck, and now my home is the envy of the neighborhood, if I do say so myself. Outdoor Living on South Holmes near Big Bend and I-44 in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or Outdoor Living Inc. .com.
Rural King in Farmington is now open for business. Great deals on pet supplies, consumables, tools, hardware, firearms, ammo, farm supplies, and more. Right now, save $3 on Remington 9mm 115 grain 50 count ammo or save $70 on an H&R tactical shotgun. These deals and more at the 4-day grand opening event going on October 15th through the 18th. Visit RuralKing.com or stop by our location in Farmington at 3967 Bray Road. It's Rural King, America's farm and home store.
Everyone wants to help others, and you'd like to donate too, but with so many charities out there, how do you know which ones do the most good? It's easy. You can make a difference in the fight against drug and alcohol addiction by donating your used vehicle to the Salvation Army. Your car donation is tax deductible, and the towing is free. The Salvation Army receives no government or outside funding, but relies solely on your donated items. Call 314-535-0057 or visit the Salvation Army website at satruck.org.
SquareTrade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with 1 claim compared to Assured Total Equipment Coverage as of August 10, 2015.
Getting a new iPhone? Don't overpay for phone insurance. Save with SquareTrade Phone Protection instead. Phone insurance through your wireless carrier can cost as much as $11 every month, plus up to a $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade iPhone Protection is less than $5 a month. We can save you over $240.
Start saving with SquareTrade now. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong,
all right,
who
folks, is for and this is your chance for legal counsel. No charge. What's it going right now? A couple $300 an hour or something?
Yeah, a couple hundred. Yeah, you know.
Well, guess what? And there's a one-hour minimum. You're not paying that. We have Scott Sherman here. Let's say your neighbor's dog's pooping in your yard. What can you do? Maybe your neighbor's pooping in your yard.
My neighbor's dog's doing it in my yard.
And you're a lawyer.
He came right out. No bag or nothing.
Well, what if your neighbor's pooping in your yard? It's even worse. What if your kid got a ticket? What if your kid's being sued by some endless? I mean, it could be anything. Keep it to one thing. Make it simple. Not some layered, convoluted thing that could never be discussed or addressed in a couple of minutes. Outside of that, you're welcome to call. He's here for you. His name is Scott Sherman. He's a real attorney, and here are the numbers. 314-969-KTRS. That translates to 969-5877. I almost forgot it. Or 888-550-KTRS. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Scott is a very casual he dresses casually. He's not your shark skin suit Armani, not that kind of guy. I kind of like that.
Thank you.
I have a doctor like that. He doesn't wear a white lab coat. He just wears golf shirts and stuff.
I put the energy into the business.
There well said. Yeah. Let's get right to it. First up, this I feel like I'm on, what's that, a judge, the original with Doug Llewellyn.
People's Court.
People's Court. bring in the next complainant or whatever they're called.
The litigants.
The litigants. So first up is Al. Al, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman.
Hello, Al. Al, what do you have?
You might not like this, but Scott, how do I get out of jury duty? What do lawyers not like?
Oh, that's a very good question.
It used to be you could go in with a sob story and they would let you out, but that changed about 10 years ago. It's your civic duty, Al, to be on jury duty.
What if you're self-employed and any day you're off, you lose all your income?
You show up to the jury call, and when you're impaneled, that's the big group of them, they will ask you that question in what's called voir dire. That's the questioning of the jury. You can say to the lawyer, to the judge, Your Honor, this is a hardship. The key word is hardship on myself and my family. You will most likely be excused. But to ditch jury duty, it doesn't happen anymore. I got a lawyer out of jury duty when I was first a young lawyer, and it is a no-no. It is a civic duty to at least show up.
Al, real quickly, my wife got jury duty, called for jury duty. This is many, many years ago, and she was 8.5 months pregnant. And I found out who to call. There was a number to call, and I spoke to somebody, some lady, and I said, she's 8.5, and she said, doesn't matter. She has to come in for jury duty. And I said, she's 8, and she's having a kind of a difficult, she has a lot of morning sickness, and this woman wouldn't budge. And I said, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to send her down there. She's going to vomit on every one of you. She will vomit all over the place. And you know what? The woman said, okay, here, I'll send you a thing. And then she got out of jury duty, but it was true. She was having some morning sickness, and she, so Al, get pregnant and start throwing up.
It used to be where you could get excused, and now if you get excused, they say they will call you in 6 months, and you will not be excused. But I work construction. I don't get paid any time I'm off.
Well, I've been self-employed for 30 years, and that used to work for me when I said, I'm it. I work for myself. I do this. I lose my income. Right. And that worked, but apparently not anymore.
My duty is my family. I believe in that stuff. My family comes first. I'm making my house payment.
Well, they don't think your family comes first anymore.
Well, what I would say, Al, is if you have the situation that you have, if you explain it to the people, if you're in the sort of jury pool, you will be excused.
But you just need to go down there.
You got to go down there and tell your story. And I know it's frustrating. It's actually something that sort of discourages people from registering to vote. We want people to vote in this country. And then when you get jury duty, they pull it out of the voting pool. What they should do is pull out the people that don't vote, and then if they want to get out of it, you have to sign up and make them vote.
Now we got a bunch of calls. I hope that answers you. What he's saying is you just need to take the time to go down, and you probably explain it in person, you'll get out of it.
They'll let you out of it when you explain that story. Al, congratulations on your dedication to your family. I think it's great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Al. Mary's next. Mary, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman.
Hi,
how are
Mary.
You?
Great.
I'm AM and the PM, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you, Mary.
Hallelujah. Yay, yay, yay. Okay, so my husband worked for a company. He developed a process that they now use all the time, and they are now going to use this process as an asset because the company changed hands, and they want to use this process as an asset that they can borrow against. Does my husband have any claim on this process?
Go ahead, Frank, please.
My guess is no. He worked for the company, belongs to the company. He's SOL. What do you think?
I think that Frank is unfortunately correct. Okay. This sounds like, unless he has some deal with the company where his work product does not become the property of the company, he's working for them. It is owned by the company. I believe what should happen is your husband should contact an intellectual property lawyer and talk about this. This is a patent issue, and patent lawyers are a subspecialty of law. They have to get their own bar. They have to pass their own bar on that. And for a lot of people that work for big companies, they create incredible inventions or incredible innovations. And just by being the employee of that bigger company becomes the property of their employer. And they a lot of times become SOL. You see this with the works of cartoons, you know, the cartoonist that makes Spider-Man or mm-hmm. Batman, and it becomes owned by DC Comics or Marvel Comics, and they get nothing when years later it's worth billions of dollars.
Okay.
So what if my husband was a contractor?
Contractor's different, might not be the employer. It's an issue of control. The difference mm-hmm. between an employee and a contractor is the big issue of control. How much control did they have? Did they tell him what was going to happen, how he had to work, or was he paid by the job? That is sort of work now for an employment lawyer. So mm-hmm. with big money at stake, it's time to talk to an an intellectual property lawyer and or an employment lawyer to see if that invention or that innovation actually might belong to your husband.
And Mary, if you need to email Scott to get a recommendation.
I got two great guys. I got the two best guys.
It's Law Office of Scott Sherman, Scott with two T's. Mm-hmm. At gmail.com.
That is correct.
That's correct.
Okay. I got the two best
thank
guys
you very
in the
much.
World.
Thank you, Mary. You know, I tried to patent one time leather.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
See what I did?
Yeah, I see.
Let's go to Steve. Steve, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me ask you a question.
Thank you,
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have a business down in the city of St. Louis, down around River City Casino. I came into work about 3 weeks ago. And in the alley behind my building, someone had dumped a dump truck full of furniture and a dump truck full of yard waste. Some company obviously had done yard work, and they just dumped the stuff in the alley behind my building. So I called the mayor's office, and the mayor's office said, okay, we'll take care of it. They sent a truck down and picked up all the furniture. And then 2 weeks later, I get a letter from the forestry department saying, if I don't clean up the limbs and wood in the alley behind my building, that I was going to be fined for being in the alley. Do I have any recourse?
Absolutely. This is outrageous. This is an abuse by the city of their ordinances on people that have property. You're the victim of a crime. Somebody did illegal dumping on your property. And not only should you not have to pay it, but if you did have to pay it, you should be able to get compensated as a crime victim for that.
You know, this is almost like saying you get hit at an intersection and it breaks glass in your car and you got to go sweep up the glass.
Right. Or if, somebody breaks into your house and on the way out of the house they drop a bunch of their tools and glass and then they want you to clean it up.
They said I was responsible from the edge of my building till the middle of the alley.
Yeah, except the intentional criminal act of a third party interrupts your liability for that condition. This is what they do, and there are tons of lawyers in the city that represent people on housing issues and on ordinance violations issues down in the city courts, down there on Market Street. And if you know one or you have one, get in touch with that person and have them interrupt this.
The bottom line is, Steve, you have a case. You do, okay?
You do.
Does Scott handle things like that, or should I?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. I'll call your office.
Mark, thanks, great. Steve.
Thanks.
Right. Thanks.
These are good. I hit the wrong button, didn't I? No, I didn't.
No.
I'm good. Greg is up next. Greg, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman. My name's Greg. AM and PM.
That's why I said hi, Greg. What's your question?
Hi, Frank, Dan, PM.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Long story short, I live over here in the 618 by the ketchup bottle. I've lived in this home with my wife for 10 years. We're homeowners. Every year, I get a letter from the state saying this guy using my address to register his vehicles is continuing to do so and has been for 10 years. He's using this address to register his vehicles and have gotten red light tickets from St. Louis City.
Do you know who he is? Do you have his name?
I have his name. I have his address, which says it's here.
Have somebody kill him.
Oh, my goodness.
I went to the PD and the DOT, and both of those folks said that there's nothing they can really do to help me.
That doesn't sound right. Yeah.
You live by the ketchup bottle. Do they have a local? You have a police department. You have a good relationship with any of the police there?
Not a relationship professionally or principally.
You could get them over and make a report.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, because I have the documents backing up my facts, and I take them, and nobody can really do anything. When the police looked it up, they said that there's really nothing they can do, and the address they look them up as shows up as being here.
It's a form of identity theft.
Yes, it is.
And what you've what he's really done here is an invasion of privacy. There's a series of torts, that's harms, that's civil actions called invasion of privacy, that intrusion upon seclusion, sort of a peeping Tom thing. This is called appropriation or misappropriation. He has taken your identity, the place that you live, and he has used it for his own purpose without your permission. You could sue him.
Has he ever received a letter with an attorney letterhead on it?
Sure, from St. Louis City, saying he's got a warrant out for his arrest for unpaid red light.
From your lawyer.
No, no.
A cease and desist letter. Hey, you stop it or I'm going
to. Yeah, sometimes that's all it takes. A legal attorney letterhead going, hey, knock it off or else.
I don't know. Who do I contact an attorney or who do I contact?
Yeah, if you have a lawyer, they most likely, you know, $50, $100.
If they mail them a letter, it comes here.
No. This is good.
Do you know where he lives?
You know who this is.
Do you know where he lives?
Yeah, at my address, accordingly.
No, but you don't know where he lives then.
No, of course not.
That makes it a little tougher.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but he's driving the car somewhere.
Somebody can find where this guy lives.
He's got the car registered.
A good attorney will find this guy.
Do you know this guy, Greg?
No, sir.
Wow, he just
he has a date of birth.
But we got to get to other people. You obviously don't have an attorney. This is another case where an attorney in short order will find this guy.
And it's dirt cheap in the aspect of what kind of aggravation he's giving you. There's tons of great lawyers in the 618. You need one? I'll give you the names. You want somebody else? They write you the letter.
Okay.
Private detective could find this guy. It's identity theft.
It'd be worth a couple $100 to get rid of this guy.
Okay. Yeah. ScottSherman@gmail.com?
No, Law Office of ScottSherman@gmail.com.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay, thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thanks, Greg.
All right. He thanked me first.
That was a great response he had. That was funny.
Practically within the
letter comes back to
from this segment. Cooper, you're on with Scott Sherman.
Yeah, good afternoon. Carpe Dundee. I have a question to ask you. I have a relative that's been trying to get their money from St. Louis County on a piece of property that they basically did get back, but they gave us all kinds of different excuses, and I guess you call it certificate of redemption. And they've had our money for like 4 or 5 years, and they refuse to give us back when they're drawing interest for St. Louis County. I don't know where the money's going to, but I want to get some action. There's about 15 people I've talked to that have had the same thing where a person has told them wrong information, said, oh, this is what you owe, this is what you have to pay by such and such a date, and you pay it in full, and then they cash your check. What are we in America, or where are we with this? You know what I mean? I think if somebody cashed your check, they honored your money, correct or wrong?
Correct. Three words. Writ of mandamus.
I was just going to say writ of mandamus. Yeah.
That's
Matt
it.
Damon.
Matt Damon.
The writ of Matt
writ
Damon.
Of Ben Affleck is the appellate one. That doesn't work. Writ of mandamus is an order to someone that works for a government agency. Hey, I'm ordering you to do what you're supposed to do. They're supposed to produce this money for this issue that's already been resolved. You're holding the money wrongfully. Judge will order, hey, whoever you are, bureaucrat, writ of mandamus, cut a check. That's something a real estate lawyer would know about. That's something that someone that works in administrative and municipal law would know something about. But if you have a real estate lawyer, they will know how this screw job works and writ of mandamus.
Do you know anybody that does that?
Sure.
Okay, I'll give you a call off the air. But let me tell you something. I want to go more than this because they took advantage of a person that had dementia and caused him to lose their life because of the stress. So I'm going to take more action against the county on this one. I'll give you a call later on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cooper. And I appreciate the way that every one of these callers has to the point, brief, let the other people get in. The next other person to get in, and that'll be Bob. Bob, say hi to Scott Sherman.
How you doing, Scott Sherman?
Doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Scott, I've got a problem where a police officer wrote me a ticket for an illegal left turn. When I made the left turn, it was because the light had skipped me twice. And so I had to turn or get back out into the traffic. It's about 8:30 at night, no traffic on the road. Anyway, when I made the left turn, policeman behind me, a county policeman, it's in the county it happened, he pulled me over. He issued me a ticket for an illegal left turn. He asked me for my insurance. I said, I've got to find it. He went back to his car, wrote the ticket, came back with two tickets, of course, one with the insurance. I found my insurance card. I gave it to him. And after I gave it to him, he went back to his car and brought me back still two more tickets. Now I made an illegal left turn in front of a a car, and there was no car in sight.
This happens all the time, Bob.
The second ticket.
We've talked about this ad nauseum about the municipal courts and the money. It sounds like the first time this has happened to you, and if ever, a very long time. Don't worry about these tickets when you get a lawyer for this. The insurance ticket will most likely be dismissed, if not completely dismissed, dismissed on costs. And the illegal left turn, there was no accident, most likely, not 100%, but pretty close. If you have the right attorney on it, they will amend it so you don't get points. It won't raise your insurance rates. And it's one of these situations where, unless you want to have a trial over it, somebody can get you out of this and you can breathe easier.
That's the other thing about this. I wanted to go to trial on it. Okay. I went to the county, took off work, went to the county. The county got a hold of a prosecutor, a lady. But anyway, I said, explain the situation to her. She told me that I could either get a lawyer to pay the thing and get points off that way, or I could just go ahead and plead guilty.
Now, you have another choice. Say you could set it for trial.
15 seconds. What should you do?
Get a lawyer and fight this thing. Tell them what you want to do.
Get a lawyer and fight it.
It's the best money you can spend, because they're not going to talk to you the way they'll talk to an attorney.
Okay?
All right. Well, I sure appreciate the information.
All right, Bob. Thank you. This segment should be 2 hours long. Should be a whole show.
On this side of the law.
Thank you, folks, for being so to the point. Thank you, Scott Sherman. Next Thursday, you will host this entire show next Thursday, and there will be a segment. Scott Sherman, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, John.
I will be out of pocket next Thursday. That is Scott Sherman. My dental clinic for 42 years has been Ballast Dental Care. I've told you before, the reason you hear so many dental commercials on this station is because of Ballast Dental Care. So in addition to supporting our show, just like American Equity Mortgage, Ballast Dental Care brought us a ton of other business from other dentists. How about that? Thank you. Thank you, Ballast Dental. Thank you to the other dental clinics who are on the air here, hoping, well, with this audience from 3 to 6, you're not going to get them in your chair. You're just not, because they're AM and the PM. You know where they're going to go? Ballast Dental Care. And thanks to all of you, hundreds of you, many of you who'd never been to the dentist for as long as 20 years. I got an email for somebody, 20 years. And aren't you glad you did? And the answer is yes, you are. Because you told me you are. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Road. The dentist you never thought existed.